Tim and Dan with you for your Friday afternoon. Great to be with you. The very final smoko of the year, Dan.
This is it. Mm. Coming into Christmas, they've sort of said, you know what? Let's wrap it up early. Wrap it up in November. Let's get festive in December. Everyone have December off.
In true smoko fashion, we're just going to...
I'm just going to be hanging out.
Just going to nod off for a bit.
I started putting up the tinsel the other day on the Christmas tree.
Did you?
Yeah.
It's not even December yet.
I know, but isn't everyone doing it in November now? Isn't that the idea? That like when something's this great, why are we delaying it?
It comes sooner and sooner, closer and closer every year.
There you go.
Earlier and earlier every year.
Time's a charm. Yeah. It does. And I, you know me, I'm a massive Christmas person. So I've got a couple things I'm excited
today
to touch on today.
Today is going
to
be massively Christmassy. Mm. I've got a few Christmas issues.
Yep.
You've got one in particular that's sort of a little niggle for you.
Yeah, a little niggle. Again, festive, so it won't be too harsh. One thing I've got to do after work.
Yes.
Which is already becoming a bit dreaded. And again, you know me, I've said it off the top, I love Christmas.
You are Mr. Christmas.
I am Mr. Christmas.
And you start everything Christmas related early,
yes.
I believe. I think everything, like, you know, Christmas movies.
Yeah.
Have you started watching Christmas?
Well, there's so many that you have to get through them all.
There are 25 days or 24 nights in December to get through all the movies.
Yeah, but, you know, look, it's one of, look, anyway, don't jump in because we're getting festive. Mike, give it to me. Jingle
bell, jingle oh, for God.
Jingle bell rock.
It's November 30.
It is November 30, and, well, okay, do you think it's too early to be Christmas shopping? Because that's what I want to talk about.
No, I don't think it's too early to be Christmas shopping.
It's,
I agree. You can
you're picking and choosing now, aren't you?
Well,
here's my thing. Everyone would agree, Christmas, the shopping centres, at Christmas time, they get chaotic, don't they?
Absolutely.
They absolutely do. Yeah. Now, more and more people are in there, and it increases the likelihood for the bump-in.
Oh, so many bump-ins.
The dreaded bump-in.
Yeah. You know who I always used to bump into when I was a bit younger?
Yeah.
Teachers from school.
Oh, that's a
if
terrible bump-in.
Off at the local shopping centre, always teachers. What are you doing here? Well, I'm obviously Christmas shopping, aren't I?
Tim! So yeah.
School's over. Don't talk to me.
No, exactly. They're the last person you want to see.
No.
Well, you know what's worse, though, than a teacher bump-in? The unfamiliar bump-in.
Yeah, okay.
This is the one I've come into contact with lately.
They know you, but you don't know them?
Yeah. Or, yeah. So they'll go, but you know what? They don't even really know you. They know the face. Okay. And this one, the click from a distance, you hear that click and you go, oh God, someone's recognized me. And they go, Margaret's grandson's boyfriend, Dean?
Dan.
I knew it was you. Why are we stopping and talking? It's already chaotic enough in the shopping center. I've got things to do. So here I am, Tim. And I feel like I'm constantly having these conversations, interactions with people in high traffic shopping centers. We're clogging up the walkway.
Yeah, you do.
And I don't want to be there. They shouldn't have really interacted because we don't know each other. But play it, Mike.
Oh, well, hold on. This is... okay.
I'm festive, Tim.
I know.
So the issue is I don't want to look rude.
Well, I was going to suggest, I mean, there's lots of tactics for this. I was going to suggest looking unapproachable, like what I do. People look at me and they go,
well, that's rude.
Don't want to say hello.
Yeah, rude. Grinch.
This is why I think there need to be lanes at shopping centres. But that's another issue.
That's dramatic. I'm looking for a quick fix. We're in December almost. As of tomorrow, we're in December.
Hats, caps. Hide your face a little bit.
Pull the peak down.
Pull the peak down.
Again, looks a little antisocial. There's something more discreet. Give me something because I can't. I need to maintain. Mike, play it again. I need to maintain this. That.
So you want to look like Mr. Christmas, but have absolutely nothing to do with the joy and Christmas of spreading love
I'm
and
busy.
Chatting to people.
I'm busy. I need to tick off Christmas presents
on
the list, you
I
know?
I think you just need to look busy then, which you're good at.
Okay.
Just looking busy.
So maybe I'm holding a lot of things.
Holding a lot of bags, walking at a fast pace, looking around, getting a sore neck from rubbernecking and looking at all the shops.
So, okay, look a bit frantic.
That's someone that I would not intercept.
Okay. Again, you can do that and look approachable. Not approachable, but happy. You don't have to look angry. You can be like, oh, God. Oh, no. Again, facial expressions that aren't great for radio. Mike, play it again for me. That's about all we've got.
Very good.
Christmas time.
Christmas is around the corner.
Jingle bells. Sorry, mate. No, okay, turn off, Mike.
This is actually my, you know, peek behind the curtain. I mean, we all have sort of little talk topics that we like to bring in. We discuss. That'd be nice. Yeah, you talk about that. I'll talk about this.
Yeah.
Nowhere, Mike, did I say that I will need that song.
I did, though. When you left, this is you my did moment. Your pre-show toilet run, and I went, Mike, tee up a bit of Christmas because this will irritate him. Anyway,
right.
As we said, this is your little part. Go on, what do you want to talk about?
I'm not a Grinch, even though it might seem like it. I'm not a Grinch. I do like Christmas.
Okay.
But there's a lot of...
There it is.
I'm not going to get through this. There's Go a lot on. Of anxiety for me around Christmas time because of the whole gift-giving thing.
Yeah.
And...
It is. You want to give the perfect gift.
It's a lot of pressure.
Even a festive guy like you likes to give a good gift. Yep.
I want people to be happy with the gift that I got them and not have to fake through it. Thanks for that.
Yeah.
Cheers.
Nobody likes being put in that position. No. Yep.
I like to get good gifts. Mm-hmm. But the other week, Dan, I was overseas and my brother's girlfriend is American and she was running me around. She was being great. She picked me up from the airport, dropped me off. She was great, Nicola.
Okay. And, a lot of sucking up early. I'm nervous about what's to come.
Well... She's too good, and I'll tell you why.
Mm,
classic. At the end of our trip to the airport, she turned and said to me, because we're all getting together at Christmas time, she turned and said to me, can't wait for Christmas. I got you a really good Christmas present.
Oh.
Right?
Don't like that, personally, but yeah, okay. Expectations are now set high.
Straight away, my heart rate went up, and I thought straight away, I was in shock.
You were
that
excited.
She'd even got me a present in the first place. Because of course, you don't have to get me a present. I said, you shouldn't have done that.
So you're pretty happy and you're like, okay, that's something to look forward to.
But now I've shown my cards
and
she's probably thinking, oh, he hasn't got me anything. Because I've just said, you shouldn't have done that because of course I've thought I shouldn't need to do that. Do you know what I mean? So.
Wait, so you think that you shouldn't have to get her a present?
Well.
You're annoyed she got you a present because now you have to get her. Is that what you're getting
I was always going to get her a gift. But the way that she said, I got you a really good present.
Now you're questioning.
Now I'm going, well, how hard have you gone?
Yep.
And it can be, you know, it'd be like if Nick, your brother, if Ruby came to you and said, Dan, got you a really good present. How would you feel about that?
I'd be a little panicked. Yeah.
You'd be concerned.
Because I feel like, oh, God. See, my thing, I naturally go straight to, oh, my God, I think they've spent a lot of money.
Yeah.
That's not necessarily the case. And you could now turn around. You know what your issue is from my perspective?
Mm-hmm.
You could now, in the process of trying to keep up
with this
fantastic gift giving,
accidentally
overshoot and outgive a gift that your brother gives to his girlfriend.
Yeah.
You would hate to do that.
I almost need to suss out what she's done. What has she spent? I don't want to...
Well, you can't ask anybody.
I can ask Sean.
Well, you could ask Sean, but then he could go to her. I mean, you know, pillow talk. Go to her and be like, oh, God, Tim's a bit uncomfortable about Christmas, by the way. You've made him panic. Then that's going to be, she's going to feel weird giving it. Instantly, you've created an awkward environment for Christmas Day during the gift giving.
Yeah.
I'd probably avoid that.
Gift giving is an awkward time.
I mean.
Around the tree.
Yeah.
Especially amongst families. Farts start. And
they do. I mean, obviously, it depends what you've got, Emma, but like you would hate to give a better present to Sean's girlfriend than what you're going to give to Emma.
Well, here's the thing. This has really taken over everything. I haven't even thought of Emma yet because this has really been on my mind.
You've probably got a bigger issue come Christmas Day having not thought about your girlfriend.
There's too much. Anyway, Tim and Dan.
Something to think about.
Tim and Dan right across Australia on Triple M Modern Digital for yes, Friday afternoon smoko.
Do you want to say Thursday?
I had something in my mouth. Yeah. Another word was in my mouth.
Well, very fitting because you wanted to talk about what we spoke about on the last show, which is natophonetic alphabet, which, you know, speaking of words and
absolutely
stuff like that.
So I was baffled by the fact that you had no idea that the NATO phonetic alphabet existed.
I still don't think people do. What is it?
The NATO phonetic alphabet is the 26 code words in the NATO alphabet that are assigned to the 26 letters of the
alphabet.
The alphabet.
Yeah.
For example, Alpha, Bravo, Charlie, Delta. You've probably heard it in military films.
Or you might not have heard it.
You might not have. And Dan never heard of it.
No.
The reason Dan is so frustrated by only finding out about this now is that because you have to reference letters quite a bit in your job.
I do.
And reference numbers.
Yes, and I'm always mishearing or misunderstanding different words that are said to me. And then people who I'm on a phone with are great at just assigning these words to the letters to help me spell it out. And I'm always like, where are they getting these words? And I've always been annoyed by, I'm so slow at it.
Now, because you were so wound up about it, I'm hoping that you went away and practice. assigning a letter to a word. You know, you practiced that association task. Did you go away and practice?
I familiarized myself more with the NATO phonetic alphabet, but I haven't necessarily practiced like quickfire or anything.
It's official. Well, I thought we could Well, I think we should revisit it. I want to see where you're at. Mike wasn't here the last time we did this.
Mike has no idea what we're doing here.
No idea.
That's okay.
Just listen in. You'll get the idea.
Yeah.
Do you know the NATO phonetic alphabet?
I'd never heard of it.
This is really interesting.
And you'll see how hard this is, what I'm about to do. All right.
Okay. So I'm going to give Dan a word, and he's got to spell it out, but he's got to assign a letter to each.
How many letters?
This is a three-letter word.
Okay. I'll give you that. Yeah, yeah.
Tax. Go.
Oh, God. T for tit.
Keep going.
What was the word?
Tax. Oh, my.
Tax. A for...
This is embarrassing. This is really embarrassing.
A ambulance and X? Yep. Oh, my God. That's a hard one. Tax. Xylophone.
Sure, sure.
Now, I said teat at the start, just so everyone's aware.
I mean, the panic.
The panic. See what happens to me? I fall apart.
This is amazing.
Yeah, you could have not thrown X in a word.
All
I mean,
right,
the first... Oh,
I'll give you a five letter. Maybe a longer word will help.
I'm sweating. Okay. I'm bright red. I can feel my face is boiling.
Here's a five letter word.
We saw how I went with three. Go on.
Ready. Here we go. Ninja. Go.
One, I don't know how to spell ninja. N for Nelly. I for intelligence.
Yes.
N for Nelly. J for James and A for ambulance. Is that what I said last
That's time? Amazing.
Is this actually?
I'm not okay. People might think I'm.
You are really bad.
Okay, first of all, we're also doing live radio here.
Okay.
Okay, so give me some credit because it is. See how hard it is, Mike? It's bloody.
That is the easiest game ever. I will ace. I'm actually serious. I will ace this. This is so easy. I can't believe
you're not.
Is all you're doing like?
Hang on. Do you think
you're spelling the word and just
that's
just
so
finding
easy.
A word
I
to
have
go
no
with
idea
it.
How you're so bad at that.
Yeah.
Do you know the pressure that it takes to put on a 2-hour radio show each day and then have this lumped on you at the last minute? It's stressful. Okay. Do you think that was ridiculously slow?
It is ridiculously slow. But I'm now curious to see how well Mike can do it. Should we go? Let's go to a song. Come back.
Do you think you'd be that good at that?
I do. We've got India here as well sitting in. So you want to give her a shot as well?
Absolutely. Well, actually,
but you know what? You're going to compete against each other. If this is the sort of lipping off we're going to be subjected to. I'm stressed.
I can't believe how bad you were at that.
Let's make a game out of this. We'll put a timer to it. There'll be a time pressure now on it as well. We'll make a little game of it. We'll come back. All right. It's Tim and Dan on Triple M Modern Digital.
God.
We are about to launch into a little fun game.
Yeah, we have. I've actually... Before you just sort of say it, I've written an opener. You got that little drum, that little...
Yeah.
Give me that. Just... Can you read this for me, Tim? This is our opener. Yep.
Wow. It's lengthy.
Just read it.
In 1955, the final version...
Can you do it in an American accent?
American accent.
Yep, quick.
In 1955, the final version of the NATO phonetic alphabet was created and agreed upon by members of the International Civil Aviation Organization.
Alpha, Bravo, Charlie.
Is it? To this day, it is used around the world and seen as a foolproof way to communicate via telephone.
Alpha, Bravo.
Maybe do some other letters.
Okay. No. Golf, Hotel, India.
But now, decades later, two men with a radio show feel that it could be more effective.
Yep, and then you say the title. Oh, sorry. C for cup.
Okay. The non-NATO spelling game.
Yeah.
Okay, so basically what you're saying is we'll do a spelling game, and if you want,
you
can
kill
spell,
the drum. It's over.
You can spell the word.
There we go.
Not using the NATO.
Yeah, so essentially, we saw in the last break, pull whatever word comes to mind.
Sure.
The first one is the best one, they say.
Clunky little opener. But, before this, Dan, we've got two people in the studio. Mike, who makes sure we go to air and pushes all the buttons.
Hello.
Yep.
And India is there as well. India's there.
Just lurking.
Lurking in the background.
And
criticising too.
You had a crack at this and they were saying you are a joke.
They thought I was slow. And granted, I'm not fast. I never said I was fast. But they're like, well, you could be quicker.
So we're gonna play a little game. So Mike, you're up first.
Yeah. So how does the game work? Are you gonna explain the game?
I'm gonna give Mike a word.
Yep.
And he's got a timer. Mm-hmm. Now, depending on the length of the word, changes the length of the timer. We're gonna start out with a three-letter word. with a 5-second timer.
Ooh.
If you get
so easy, not at all.
I'm
not
mate.
Even worried.
If you get through that, we'll move on to a 5-letter word with an 8-second timer.
When I get through that.
Okay. Interesting. All right, here we go. Are you ready on the buttons?
So when do I hit the timer?
When I give you the word.
Okay.
Here we go.
Yep.
First word is eat.
E for egg, A for apple, T for Tim.
Oh my God.
That was really quick.
That was like 1 second.
Oh, all right, sure.
All right. Do I keep going?
So now we'll move on to a 5-letter word, Mike. Let's see how good you really are.
Okay.
5-letter word. Here it is. Juicy.
J for James, U for underwear, I for Isaac, C for chair, Y for young.
God damn it, I thought we had him.
Okay, he's got through the 5-letter word. Okay, this is the hardest one, Dan.
What is?
How many letters?
Oh, that's a tricky
one. This is an 8-letter word.
Okay.
I reckon he's.
I'd struggle with this, but I'd struggle with most.
Okay, here we go. Aircraft.
A for apple, I for Isaac, R for Robert, C for chair, R for Robert, A for apple, F for far out, T for Tim.
No!
I just made it.
You just made it.
God damn it. Okay.
Well, okay, you've...
Couple of observations. C really seems to be a sticky one for you. You struggle with C's, which is interesting. Note
just
that
worried
down.
About saying the wrong word.
Once you get...
yeah, true. Very true.
Once you get a recurring letter, you fly through. So now I'm looking at India's list. I'm hoping that there's not...
I would argue,
letters.
Having a quick look,
she
you might have the harder words.
Okay.
Look, I had a feeling that was going to be that way from the way you've been looking at a piece of paper. Okay.
And that's also what happens when you side with Mike. Again, like button pusher. Hosts. So, you know, pick your sides wisely in the future.
So, India was pretty confident going into this. We're going to play the non-NATO spelling game with India.
Yep.
Dan, this time you can give India the words.
I'm quickly going to revoke my confidence just to be safe.
No, here we go.
You cannot do that. All right. First word, owl.
O for outing, W for wow, and L for love.
Not bad.
She's gotten through that.
Yep. Okay.
Quite nicely.
That was probably 2 seconds remaining there, I think. Mm. Fair enough. Okay, next one.
That wasn't
one.
As fast as me. I just
probably
want to
not.
Add.
Yeah.
No, I'm slow.
Yeah.
But you know what?
Okay. Yeah.
Your
set
problem
expectations.
Is you've been talking to the older people, so I'm making sure that I'm taking my time and I'm punctual.
Okay. Well, look again. Very.
It's a lot of sass.
It's sass city. All right.
Yeah. Okay. 5-letter word. Dan.
All right.
Here we go.
Well, this one hopefully a little trickier. 5-letter word. Block.
B for blow. L for lock. O for well. I can't even do it anymore.
Come on.
C for cat and K for kite and O is actually for outing again.
Was that in?
Okay.
I'm
not sure.
Again, not as quick as Mike, and I'm
but
I'm...
still quicker than you.
We'll have to go. This is true.
Okay.
A lot of sass.
Here
this
we go.
This is a hard one. This
look,
is
we're
going to
give. We'll allow that, but it will depend on your performance with this one. Okay. 8 letters, is 8
letter word. Here we go.
8-letter word. Cherries.
C for cat. H for how. E for eating, R for Robert, R for Richard, I for India, E for Emily, and S for Sam.
Oh,
better with the 8-letter.
Well done.
Fascinating. Also, love how you use
letter.
Double letter, but 2 different words for the double. Fascinating stuff.
I'm not going to discriminate. Robert and Richard deserve respect.
Yeah,
another
fair
R
enough.
For
I'm all for that.
That's a good game.
It's a good game. I'm still not good at it.
We might
which
have to
frustrates
go to the,
me.
Next time, let's go to the phones with that, because I think the people would love to play that.
What annoys me about this is it's not making me feel any better about my insecurity, which is what started this game.
You're absolutely horrendous. The non-NATO spelling game. We'll be back. It's Tim and Dan on Triple M Modern Digital.
What I wanted to talk to you today about was the fact that just recently I've moved and I've decided that I need a new hairdresser. So I've been like sort of looking around.
Massive risk, especially for someone who takes their hair so seriously.
Yes.
Finding another person to groom that and shape that. And
I take it seriously. Like obviously people that have, you know, seen us on social media, they can tell that I get up a little earlier each day.
Yep.
So it's a serious matter. And I like to be able to know that the hairdresser I'm going to is going to cater to all my needs. I'm not a tough client, but I'm a kind of needy client, I guess.
You're an exclusive person as well. So like when you walk into a hairdresser, I imagine.
Yeah.
That's my guy. And
yes.
That's my guy
yes.
for life.
Yes. I'm
so you
loyal.
You don't want to sort of
I don't
jump
mix
around.
Around I don't know. And I'm not, you know, I'm not walking through the city and go, I might jump in here and get a haircut.
No, that's
I go, no. Nah, I'll save it for my day off, go to my place. So when I pick a new place, I need to know it's right for me.
Okay.
So what I did earlier, just because, you know, out of curiosity, I thought, you know what I'm going to do? I'm just going to call up, give them a couple questions, and just see if they maybe, you know, answer them correctly and satisfy my needs.
Like a job interview for a For a barber?
I guess you could probably look at it like that. Well, it's a job for them. So, you know, this is their job interview to see if they can be my new hairdresser. So here's one that I called earlier.
Topham Barbershop.
Yeah. Hi, my name's Dan. How you doing?
Good, man. Good. How are you?
Good, thanks. Hey, mate, this is a bit of a weird one, I know. I'm new to the area and I'm just looking for a new hairdresser to come into. And I just sort of, I don't know, I loved my old hairdresser. I just wanted to ask a few quick questions before I sort of come in and make an appointment. Is that all right?
Of course, mate, of course.
Oh, awesome. Thank you. Look, first of all, I think it's probably one you'd get a bit. Like, what's your cancellation policy there?
What do you mean, cancellation policy?
Well, like, I know my old one, if I called up the day of to cancel a haircut, like, they'd charge you for it?
No, we don't do that stuff. We do just walk-in, but if you call us, like, 30 minutes ago when you are coming here.
Yeah, yeah.
Your name on the board.
Yeah.
That's it.
Oh, it's fantastic. Well, that's great. That's great.
Yeah.
Awesome. Another one I had for you. Again, I've had issues with this in the past. Sorry for the question. But just sort of wondering, if I'm getting my hair cut, and say, I assume you're a hairdresser there, yeah?
What was the question again?
Are you a hairdresser there?
We are barbers.
You're a barber, though, in the store?
Barbershop. We are barbers.
Yeah.
Yes.
Cool, cool. I was just wondering, though, like, if you were, you know, cutting my hair, for instance, and I had a few, like, technical things, like, not complaints, but, you know, feedback, I guess, about the haircut. Is that something you'd be like, no, I'm not going to accept that? Or you'd be like, yeah, look, I can accommodate that?
Do you have a, like, short hair or long hair?
It's pretty short.
Yeah. I mean, come here, bro, we give you a cut. If you don't like, you don't even have to pay. And you see the environment. If you like it, you can keep coming.
Okay, awesome. That's great, man. I'm pleasantly surprised to hear some of this. And this last one, again, like, again, weird question, though. I know, I'm sorry. But
yeah, not a problem, not a problem. Keep going. I'm listening, man.
No, I appreciate it. Look, I in the past, I had a haircut, and I was sort of, you know, I was having an off day, and my hairdresser was really great, and they were like, he was up for a chat, and he wanted to hear about my issues, even when I started, you know, crying a little bit, which was, you know, unexpected. But, you know, are you guys sort of up for a bit of a chat and stuff, you know, like, because I sort of look at a barber or a hairdresser as sort of like, the, you know, the modern day, you know, bartenders. You know how your bartender used to listen to all your problems and stuff?
I mean, we are very chatty. There are two of us working here full time, and one guy works part time.
Yeah.
We are very chatty. Don't worry, it's not going to be a problem.
Oh, man. Okay.
You're going to like the environment, I'm sure.
Yeah. This is, okay, well, I'm absolutely going to be in for sure. That's been fantastic. Look, thanks so much for that, mate.
Wow.
Positive.
He was quite an interview. Chatty, they are. They're chatty down there.
Well, he said that. He wanted to make it clear that, you know, they are up for a chat.
Well, surely there's, I mean, that was very, he handled that very nicely.
He answered things great.
Are you going to go in?
Well, not quite there yet. I've got probably 3 or 4 more I've got to call. Oh. But, I mean, he did well. So if you are listening to this and you get a call from me, just know that's your competition. Tim?
Dan?
It's time for
Tim and Dan's rule book.
The book rules. Tim and Dan. Perfect. Christmas edition, maybe.
Well,
you know, you could.
It is.
You could.
It is. Okay, it is. It's a Christmas edition.
Should we do it? There it is. Jingle bell rock. All right, thank you. He's really annoyed. Sorry. This is your rule book.
It's just starting now, India's. India's really having a good crack back
good,
there.
Yeah, good, good, good. All right, so go on. Sorry.
Look.
Your rule book, it's your thing. Go for it.
I want to say, and we've got a couple of texts over the show calling me a Grinch and things like that.
Yeah.
Uncle Michael, your dad, we're cousins, he texted in and said, if Tim loves Christmas so much, why doesn't he get around family Christmas Day?
Yeah, you don't.
I do love Christmas, Michael and Dan. I do.
Love it your way, maybe.
Maybe. I just think people get a bit ahead of themselves.
Is the Christmas tree up yet at your place?
No, it's not.
Okay.
It's not December yet.
All right.
People get too excited. I get it. It's the end of the year. You want the end of the year to come sooner, so you start preparing sooner.
I sense a rule coming.
I've got a rule.
Yeah.
Because the other day, Dan, I was at a shopping centre.
Mm.
Obviously, shopping centres
get... Are you going to set the rule?
Yeah.
What's your rule?
I'm waiting for it.
State the rule.
The rule is...
I mean, there's a process, Tim.
Yeah, right.
All right, I get it. This is the last show of the year. But a bit of continuity throughout the
flowing into it. But the rule is You cannot say Merry Christmas
yeah.
until the 10th of December.
Absurd.
Why?
What do you mean? Like, it's a nice thing to say. It's not done with any, it's not done maliciously. It's not, is that the right word? Yeah.
I know
aggressive.
That, but
yeah.
It's still, you know, I know the intent is fine.
The intent's good.
It's too early.
Merry Christmas.
It becomes too much.
It's done.
What
you
I'm
know,
saying is 25 days, this was a couple of weeks ago. I was in a shopping center, like I was saying before.
Yeah.
And a retail assistant, I finished my transaction. They said, Merry Christmas.
Okay.
We're in November. Okay.
It's now, close to Christmas.
Too early.
Back end
much
of the year.
Too early. And I think that 24 days of Merry Christmas is too much.
So you're not, I was about to say, okay, well, as of tomorrow, they can start saying it because it's December 1st tomorrow.
I'm
you think no?
I
what?
Think it's okay to have two weeks of Merry Christmases leading
Why
into
two?
Christmas.
What's that?
I don't know.
Where
I just landed
from?
On that because I liked it. I liked the sound of
You like
December
the ring
10.
To it. But what? Okay, then what are we doing for the rest of December? But mate, the decorations are up. Why are we deprived? So they go up and we still can't say Merry Christmas. How does that make sense?
Most people are still working. Let's focus on the work.
But
let's
the Merry
get the
Christmas,
done.
Wouldn't it help a little bit to get you through that work? Hey, Merry Christmas though, yeah? Thanks, mate. Yeah, thanks. Merry Christmas to you too. Suddenly, going back to the computer and sending off the email to Jane in HR, that's not as bloody pressing and tedious but because you've got this in your mind. There it is. You know, like it just helps. Giving these Merry Christmas, putting the decorations up early. This stuff helps the end of the year go a little
but
easier.
Can you agree, at least agree with me, that in November it's too early?
I can understand
Merry
an
Christmas,
argument.
Christmas, let's bloody get around the Christmas carols on the 2nd of November. You're kidding yourself.
Okay.
Calm
look,
down.
All right.
You've decorated your bedroom.
Yeah.
You put Christmas lights up. It's ridiculous.
It's romantic.
Calm
it's
down. It's so, back to the rule.
Okay.
We need to get back here. Let's not be emotional about this.
You're being emotional.
This is a level-headed segment. We need to come up with a rule that is good for everyone. Now, the 10th of December for me, I think is a good, and for a lot of other people, not just about me, is a good time to start.
No.
It's close enough to go, you're right, it is a Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas.
No, I don't, okay, it's not good enough for me. So you've come in and said the 2nd of November, not December, was when you first copped your first Merry Christmas.
Too early.
And you said way too early. You need to find more of a middle ground here. I think at the absolute minimum, and I won't accept anything other than this, the 1st of December. That is the Christmas month, Tim.
So tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
When a conversation finishes
not
with someone.
Not tonight.
Everyone can run around and go, Merry Christmas.
Yeah. Yeah. I think the start of December. That's when everyone's tree's up, start of December. I mean, come on.
Yeah.
Is that not fair? The month of Christmas is the minimum it can be before. I'm still not happy about it because, you know me, I'm Mr.
Can we stop with the music?
Well, no, because you need
we're
to
still
understand
in November.
The severity
we're
of this situation. Okay, so can you agree? 1st of December. Can you give us the 1st?
Well, we don't live in Whoville, but sure, let's say that the 1st of December is...
Okay.
Okay, so the rule is...
Okay, rule in the rule book for this...
you may start...
Ready? Hang on, hang
just
on.
Open it. I don't know if they could hear that.
Nah. it's the rule book opening.
The rule is...
Yeah.
It's going into the rule book.
Yeah.
From this day forward, you may start saying Merry Christmas
yeah.
at the end of a conversation or just as you're being a hooly hool down the road.
A hooly hool.
I don't know what that is.
No.
You can say Merry Christmas from December 1st. No earlier than that.
No.
That's too early. It's all the
yeah.
Christmas cheer. The music's putting me off today, to be honest. It's ridiculous.
And Tim, that's another rule in... Tim and Dan's rule book. The book rules. Tim and Dan.
It certainly is more than just a read through. Triple M, Modern Digital, Tim and Dan, right across Australia.
Yeah.
Here Friday afternoon.
For the last time for the year.
Yeah, last show for the year.
Yeah, really hammering that home because we feel sort of a sense of importance to take this out.
Why have they chosen us out of all?
I think everyone started their holidays.
Yeah, they have.
Yeah.
We were the only ones here.
But that's fine. We're happy to do it. Now, again, we're not going to touch too much on Christmas this show, are we?
It's fine. You can talk about Christmas.
Yeah.
I know you're excited every year. I mean, I've known you. We're cousins. I've
yeah,
known
yeah.
you since you were just a... But you've been...
I'm a big Christmas guy.
You should
big
have grown Christmas up guy. In Whoville, in Dr.
Yes.
Seuss's...
Yes.
Made up world where Christmas is everything.
Yes.
You should have, that's what you should.
So I would like to talk about Christmas one more time.
Okay. Jingle bell.
So what we're going to talk about here, just quickly, coming into this festive season, and we've spoken a little bit about gift giving already, but there's something I want to just get on top of and sort of iron out before we all go into this period is the issue that I'm facing with cards. Christmas cards, or really it applies to any time you're giving a gift with a card attached to it.
Oh, okay. So
the importance
not a
of
holidays
cards.
Greetings.
No.
From our family to yours. Happy and safe Christmas.
No.
The ones that are attached to a gift.
Yes. So
redundant.
They are?
Absolutely.
See, I always feel I've been brought up to when you get a gift, read the card first because that's polite. So therefore, naturally, when I'm giving gifts, I'm always buying a card to go with the gift. And so often now, more and more, I'm finding that the time and the appreciation that's thrust upon the card that I've written for a person. Because I go to effort.
Yeah, you do. I've got a card from you before. It was lengthy.
It was lengthy. Yeah. But hey, I took some time on
you
it.
You did.
But I feel the importance placed on the card from the gift receiver is not the same as me, the gift giver.
Yeah.
So do I not bother?
I mean, ever heard of just a gift tag where you just have the two from Merry Christmas?
Yeah.
Real quick, short and sweet. The other thing as well is you could verbalize what you're going to write on the card. So, like,
so
if
instead
I give,
of write it.
Yeah,
just...
so if I give you a present and I say, Dan, just quickly, before you open this, thanks for everything this year. As you know, you're a great cousin.
Okay, so share a moment.
Yeah, a real moment.
Where it can be more of an exchange rather than one way. You know, a card is quite one direction. It's only you saying something to me and I'll probably read it later. But you reckon share a moment.
When you're texting people and you're reading things and you interpret it the wrong way?
Yeah.
Same could be said for a card. If I'm delivering something with my voice, you know that it's coming from a sincere place.
Inflection.
I could read your card any which way I want.
Okay, so you think...
Thought about that?
No, I haven't. And you've really, if anything, you've made me more confused. Yeah. So you think the card's quite risky. You think that messages could be misconveyed, misunderstood.
Could be. I mean, think about our parents who are always they're great at the guilt trips, our parents.
Yeah.
Imagine them reading it. Well, what does that mean?
Yep.
What does that mean?
Yep,
I haven't looked after you other years, have I?
Yes.
No, I didn't.
I can understand
that. It's just Merry Christmas.
So you think to avoid that, let's transition...
Verbalize.
Into verbalized cards.
Yeah.
Which really is just more of a monologue that you would present to the other person. You'd more just say a sentence to them. It's not really a card, is it?
As well.
Could you maybe record, get one of those personalized ones?
Could do that.
You know, talk into the card.
Could do
record
that.
It. Press red to record. Record your message.
Yeah.
And they open the card. See, I'm stuck on the card.
I think the main thing this Christmas, everyone, is to go out there and do your thing and maybe try something different this Christmas. Is that what you... Let's do that.
Yeah, sort of.
Tim and Dan, right across Australia on Triple M Modern Digital. Hey, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Yeah. There you go, Sam. In the back end now. We're wrapping up. It's been a lot of fun. What?
I was just saying, it's sounding sad. We'll come back.
Yeah, no, we hope we'll be back next
hopefully,
year.
Hopefully.
I mean, we've had a pretty good run, I think.
Yeah, we've been all right.
I mean, the listeners.
Surely.
I think it's increased.
But like every week, Dan,
our
final, thing that we do before we head off into the weekend
is
that I like to bring in a thought for the week, for the weekend, as you're heading off into a busy weekend.
You do this thing,
Everyone's got busy lives, and I bring something to the table, just something to mull over, just to have a think about.
It's big thinky.
So, Mike, if you could, just...
Sorry. Hang on one sec. I've played the wrong one.
Great gag.
There we go.
I'm just going to come back to a place of calm.
Yeah, I love it because it's meant to be calm and now he's frazzled.
I'm fine. I'm absolutely fine. In we go. Okay. Here's your quote, your thought for the week. Silence is a true friend who never betrays. Silence is a true friend who never betrays.
Okay.
Now, as every week, I'll just let that simmer, and then we'll go around and
one more time. Just
silence.
Yeah.
Is a true friend who never betrays. Can we have a moment of silence? I just bring that. Never betrays, does it? that bit of silence there.
Okay, oh, right. Good.
That was the silence.
I think that's he was going for something there.
Yeah, it's just a little moment. What does that mean for you, Dan? Silence is a...
So, I guess, you know, it's hard for somebody to... I'm always wrong with it.
The point is that there's...
There's no wrong answer.
You're neither right nor wrong. It is just what it means to you.
For me, it's sort of like... It's hard to portray somebody if you're not saying anything that will betray them.
Okay, that's interesting. See, I'm not sure if Confucius meant that when he wrote that quote, but that's okay. Mike, silence is a true friend.
He's better at this.
Who never betrays.
The way I see it is that if you're out there just spitting all your secrets out, they're going to get out. Mm. If you stay silent, you say nothing. You're safe, man. No one knows.
Same thing, but you're saying the person that should be silent is the person that doesn't want to be betrayed, not the betrayer.
Okay, this is...
That's exactly what I'm saying.
I think you're looking
because, you know,
quite deep now.
Well, it's a deep segment. It's a deep segment.
Sure,
to be,
sure.
Yeah,
sure,
don't just back out now. This is your segment, okay, man. We're paying it the attention it deserves. So that's fascinating that we both had that differing...
Similar but different.
And that's sort of been the year with the thought of the week, hasn't it?
Yours was not similar in any way, shape, or form. Mike's was quite to the...
Well, it revolved around silence.
I'm still trying to work out what yours was, actually. Dan, that's your thought for the week?
That's it. Head okay, off. Take that off into the holiday. Okay. There it is. And if you don't take that, take that. Yeah.
Right.
We've ruined a Christmas carol.
Dan, before we go, people can get in touch with us over the break. We're all over the place.
Yeah. So, Tim Dan... Graham on Instagram. That's the mouthful that
it's
I
creative.
Always... Yep. Tim Dan Graham. Yeah, play on words, I guess. Twitter, we stopped that. Didn't bother. Facebook, Tim and Dan. Just search it. It'll appear. YouTube, Instagram. Not Instagram. iTunes. I've stuffed it.
iTunes.
Go
iTunes.
To iTunes. Subscribe. Like. Let us know. Then. Let us know what you thought about the jingle.
You've got an
different
alternate
version.
Different version.
Turn it up a little...
All right, well,
Merry Christmas,
everyone.
That's it.
Have a happy and safe Christmas,
you
Australia.
Said no Merry Christmas until tomorrow.
It's a last show.
Merry Christmas.
See you guys.